So our most was moved that the agenda be adopted. And second? Yes, on our vote from the board.
Chairperson, I just want to find out, I see on this program, consideration and adoption of the proposed amendments list A, 10, 15, so we are just having a, as I see it, a half an hour to finish this bill. Is that correct? Or am I incorrect?
Okay, thank you, one of the members.
Can you please answer me? Is that only half an hour for deliberations?
Yes, it's fine. We will finish. Honorable, I also second the Honorable Fanaba.
Can I come in?
Yes, Honorable Moss.
Chair, sometimes the meetings is scheduled from 9:30 till 2:15. We even go over the time if we scheduled on the agenda. I don't think it's a major problem that we can actually use more time. I know as long we keeping on and debate about time and it's more time if we actually spend on. So I think we can proceed with this meeting and go on. Thank you very much.
Can I have a second of the agenda, please? Noble Khorai, seconds. Thank you. Honorable Funderberg, remember that one of the issues that we deliberated last week was the clauses, and parties all agreed except the number clause 4 of the agenda. I think this is one of the issues that we can talk on today once again. As a Democratic chair, I'll reopen it, and because I have a submission to make on that one. So if we can even go over, the House is sitting at 3 o'clock, when we have an agenda, doesn't mean that we it's final at that time. We are just making an agenda for formality purposes. I know you are very angry with members of the ANC, but this is how is it today. Where is Mastori? Maybe he will smile if or no. Where is Mastori? Oh, your partner is sick, Honorable Van der Berg. They say you must visit her. Okay, thank you, honorable members and guests. I just want to welcome you to the meeting of the Apostolic Committee on Arts and Culture this day. As you all know that today was still continuing with the South African Languages Bill, which is a continuation of the proposed amendments list today as agreed by the committee last week. Before I start, is there anyone who doesn't know anyone? Usually we introduce each other. Okay. My name is Thandile Sonduza. I'm the chairperson of the portfolio committee. And on my right, I've got Honorable Farai, who's a member of the committee, member of the ANC. We have Honorable Mabunda, who's a member of the ANC, member of the portfolio committee. We have Honorable Tapana, who's a member of the COPE, a member of this committee. Sorry, my apologies. We've got Honorable Njikela, forgive me. And we have Honorable Linda Moss, who's a member of the ANC, member of this committee. We have Honorable Tapana, who's a member of UFDM, a member of the committee. And we have Honorable Chabalala, who's a member of this committee, member of the ANC. We have Honorable Mshwana, who is a member of the ANC, member of this committee. We have Honorable Shiba, who is a member of the ANC. We have Honorable Shalvana, who is a member of the ANC. We have Honorable Van der Berg, who is a member of the ANC. You. also a member of DA. You have Honorable Van Calvin, who is a member of DA. Then we have Honorable Mulder, who is a member of the Freedom Fund. And then on my left, you have Johnny Van der West, who is the committee secretary. Then you have Dr. Sengan Baloyi Wilson, who is our committee researcher. You have Dr. Papa Lutz, who is the legal advisor of the parliament. We have Honorable Msoili who's walking towards to her right. He was a member of NCAT and member of the committee. Ngapa mama. Ali. Yeah. Keep the right today. Then Tiffany. You have Tiffany. Okay. You have Tiffany who is from PMJ. Then our committee assistant of the day is. Okay. Are there any apologies? Okay. Thank you, Honorable Msoili. After, I thought you could not make it because you, of the case that in floods, I understand you couldn't walk, you couldn't travel. And then, Honorable Mamashitila is attending a cabinet meeting. Honorable Pasha also attending a cabinet meeting today. And Honorable Murutu van der Berg is sick today. And thank you. Before I start, members must have 6 documents in front of them. Is it 6 now? Yes, we must have 6 documents in front of you. It should be the agenda, it should be the original working document of the bill. Then you have the second, the bill itself. The third, you have a memorandum, use of language of bill. And then you have the proposed A list. And then you should have the draft report on challenges experienced by state enterprises on the arts and culture sector. Then you have a draft second term of the portfolio committee on arts and culture. Mr. Honorable Fan, Honorable Melder, I would request that you do not leave until we are done. Then, as you have requested, not the other issue, the bill issue, then I can release you to the Chief Whip's meeting.
Chairperson, thank you for the kind words, but unfortunately, it's not up to you to release me or not to release me. I'm not a member of this committee. I'm just a member of Parliament attending the committee, and I've got other engagements as well. But seeing that I feel strongly about the bill, I'll try to stay here as long as
possible. Yeah, please, just for the bill, so that you and I understand each other today. Are there any members of the media? Okay, welcome to the committee as well. Before I start, before we start with the bill, I just want the members to note one of the issues. One, it came to our attention that, to my attention only yesterday, actually, that I don't know who was wrong with, but my understanding is that the previous committee secretary before members arrived, is that Honorable Shiva, you know, not a member of this committee since last year, that's what they are saying. But unfortunately, we still made a quorum last week. It doesn't matter, but this one issue I thought I should raise. But I just want to also say that, to thank them for participating in this committee with our different groups. And I believe that we have put our quorum wrong. It is nothing that we haven't done, then we got it wrong. As a church, I through the guidance of the members, but I was very strong in my respect, you know. And I think I have to say this. I know Honorable Mildera will disagree with me, that one of the issues that I want to raise is that I want to really take that in front of the department and other members of the media. If you remember, I said that last week, one of the issues that the parents must do, although I know the South Africa has got 11 official languages, I know Honorable Duncan, if she was here, she will fight for all 11 with her passion. And this message that is going out that Africans is destroyed, I will never agree with it. And I will never allow it as a member of, as a South African, not only as a member of Parliament as well. And in our informal discussions, I always say that Africans spoken more than English in this country. Only 8%, if not less,
speak English. I know researchers will tell me from wrong or that it's far less spoken than any other than both of the languages. I remember one of the submissions were saying it's even spoken less than Tongan, and well, no, one who was offended itself and Shivenda. And I do not want fear to be sent, or there are mixed reactions as well as that are sent. And I have said when I spoke informally with the minister to say that you must reassure us and reassure people that speak Afrikaans in this country that Africans will never proceed over English. Because if you remember, one of the issues that were raised in the public hearing in majority was the issue that English has to be minimized. I don't care we speak it to understand each other. But I think also one thing I want to raise is that if some of the staff members feel that they take this issue personally, they would recuse themselves from taking this, because I've been getting very funny complaints from members of staff who are offended, who are speaking African, who are sending wrong messages, even to the highest level of this parliament. Oh, yes. One thing I want to also raise is that if people then feel that they're taking this emotion and send real messages about my name, then they must recuse themselves. One thing that I've learned about in politics, there is no secret of any member or from any party, whether it's ANC, Freedom Fund, or DA, there will be never a secret among politicians, you know. So I do not want my name to be dragged in the mud that I'm dealing with Africans. It's not you, honorable members. Some members of the staff, if you take it emotionally, and you take it politically, then you recuse yourself from assisting this committee at federal level, either. Because I think I'm starting to have serious problems, even somewhere raised by the department. And at the end of the day, I don't want to make any out of the day unnecessarily. So I thought I should raise it. One of the issues as well that I want to raise in this committee is that today, as we are supposed to consider to propose the amendment, it is today the chair has decided that we do not adopt the proposed amendment, but we are going to go through them list by list, so that we can have that broader consultation on clause number 4, where we don't agree, you know, because I thought I should be democratic enough even to go beyond the world. At the end of the day, we don't want to offend any group in South Africa. And I just want to say, Honorable Sanderberg, as much as you are not happy with me, anyway, you love me soon, as well as a good news for you at the end of this committee. All of us, I would say most of us, are not happy because even on the three languages, everyone is saying which language will be secluded from which, you know, at the end of the day. Which one will be the three chosen? If it is one and two previously, what was disadvantaged, which one will be left? I've got those complaints. It's not only the African community that is making complaints. Even from Polokwane, from all this, it's on my desk. What people are saying, okay, if you say you choose two from what previously disadvantaged languages, people usually tend to speak Sotho or Zulu. We languages from the Bobo are usually discriminated, even prior democracy. Whatever is communicated, the first prioritized African languages are Zulu and Sotho. Those are some of the challenges. It's not only Africans. Some people are coming from Mpumalanga. They say they have never seen anything ever communicated in this Ndebele, even. So those are some of the challenges I thought we should also speak about, you know. Is there any member who wants to say anything before we go to on our hand of that? Okay, by the way, before you speak on our hand, there are we have translators, so you can speak any language that you want. So you put it here, or just on us first, and then you roll it around. Tell us so that we can be aware and go to the English. Even to all guests, we have guests in the back. on the
Okay, on our phone, right? Ja, baie dankie, voorzitter. Ek gaan dan Afrikaans praat. Die blou knoppie moet aangeskakel wees. Boop, dit daar so blou knoppie. Moet nie aan die swart knoppie raak nie. Laat die blou knoppie skakel net aan en dan sal jy die klank in Engels hoor. Goed, as ek dan kom voort, baie dankie en dit is my wonderlik om te sien dat daar vooruitgang is om die verskeidenheid tale in Suid-Afrika te akkommodeer en dit sal wonderlik wees, veral omdat ons hier werk met 'n besondere komitee naamlik kuns en kultuur wat aan die hart van elke mens in Suid-Afrika lê, dat ons die tale kan gebruik en ek hoop in die toekoms sal elke taalgroep in Suid-Afrika op die wyse geakkommodeer word. En het is toch net so, voorzitter, dat wanneer mens die geleentheid kry om in jou eie taal oor sulke belangrike sake soos hierdie te debatteer, dit besonder belangrik is, uiters belangrik, om dit wel in jou moedertaal te doen, want ek dink nie in enige ander taal kan mens die fynere nuances so blootstel soos in jou eie taal nie, en na die tyd kan niemand sê dat hulle jou verkeerd verstaan het nie, omdat die moedertaalsprekers elke nuance, elke betekenis van 'n woord uit die hart uitken, en elke woord het dan ook sy eie besondere gevoelswaarde, die semantiese betekenis wat dit onderlê. Voorzitter, ek het nou aan die begin gesê, dat u nie verkeerd verstaan moet word ten opsigte van Afrikaans, en dat u nou 'n breiltjie te sluip het met Afrikaans nie. Maar, as ek dan kan terugkeer na die vorige vergadering, wat daar baie duidelik gesê is, deur die agbare Moratoa, dat die komitee kan nie nou voortgaan en die Use of Languages Bill in Suid-Afrika aanvaar, as daar nie opgetree word teen, byvoorbeeld Afrikaans nie. Afrikaans wat beskou word, as hierdie onderdrukker van die verlede, ons het verlede week vir mekaar gesê, ons verstaan dat daar verkeerde dinge in die naam van Afrikaans gedoen is, maar ons kan nie voortgaan om in die verlede te leef, soos wat die ANC deesdae doen nie, want hulle leef in die verlede, en hulle vergeet, dat ons 'n toekoms moet bou. Voorzitter, ek kan nou sê, dis nou so belangrik, en dat Afrikaans nie aangetast gaan word nie, maar u is 'n individu, hier werk ons met die toekoms van tale in Suid-Afrika. Hierdie komitee neem 'n besluit, wat vir baie jare as 'n wet op die wetboek gaan staan. Ons is verganklike individue wat hier sit. Môre kan van ons nie meer leef of bestaan nie. Oor 'n jaar of 10 jaar is ons dalk nie meer hier nie. Jy is nog baie jong. Maar hier word gebou aan 'n toekoms en daarom moet ons so seker maak dat dit wat ons hier besluit, 'n besluit is wat gaan vasstaan wat die goedkeuring van mense in die toekoms gaan voordra. Ek het voorsitter verwys na Afrikaans. Ek wil nie net voortdool op Afrikaans nie. So dieself verwys ook na die voor in na dat mense in Limpopo kan voel dat hulle taal in die toekoms onderdruk kan word as daar voortgegaan moet word met die wysigingswetsontwerp soos hy nou staan. Maar voordat iets wat ek glad nie verstaan nie. Hier is ook nou proposed rewording of section 4 of the Use of Official Languages Bill 2011. Nou, ek het nou verstaan, verlede week het ons gestem ten opsigte van artikel 4 en nou, like het vir my, is die boek weer oopgemaak. So, as jy net my kan sê wat die status van hierdie proposed rewording is, maar voorstel ek wil beklemtoon. Wat ons ook al mekaar vir mekaar sê, dit gaan nie oor liefde en hou van en sulke soort van goed nie, dit gaan oor die toekoms van tale in Suid-Afrika. En daarom moet die bewoording van hierdie wysigingswetsontwerp so wees, dat daar by niemand enige twyfel kan wees wat die bedoeling van die skrywer van hierdie wysigingswet ontwerp en wat later dan 'n wet gaan word nie. Daar moet geen twyfel wees oor wat die bedoeling is nie. Dit moet so duidelik soos daglig wees dat elke individu dit kan interpreteer en dat dit geensins oopgelaat word deur interpretasie van enige individu waar ook al in die toekoms nie. Maak nie saak watter taal jy praat nie. Dit gaan hier oor die grondwet wat vir Suid-Afrika geskryf is en wat al die partye in Suid-Afrika aanvaar het. En daar is 'n klomp dinge in daai grondwet vervat wat juis dit moontlik maak vir ons om vandag hier in 'n parlement, 'n verenigde parlement in Suid-Afrika te kan sit. Maar nou word daar allerlei dinge gepraat oor die wysiging van die grondwet en ek wil net sê dat hierdie wysigings wat 'n mens nou van hoor, alles daarop dui dat dit maar bloot 'n ding is omdat die oorgang baie goed verloop het, kan ons nou maar sê die ANC voortgaan om van sekere dinge ontslae te raak omdat die tyd nou klaar blykbaar geryp is, maar versoening en nasiebou gaan in die grond ingetrap word indien hierdie taal nie reg hanteer word. Voorsitter, hierdie punt sal uitstaan in die geskiedenis van Suid-Afrika as 'n besondere mylpaal, reg of verkeerd, as dit nie reg hanteer is nie, sal dit uitstaan. As dit reg hanteer word, sal dit ook uitstaan as 'n baken van hoop vir die toekoms. Daarom, voorsitter, dit sal goed wees as ons weer kyk na seksie 4 om absolute klarigheid hier te kry. En ek kan agterkom die ANC is glad nie gelukkig soos wat dit is nie, want verlede week aan die einde van die vergadering is daar baie duidelik my gesê dat hierdie ding grondwetlik is. Maar ek kom agter die ANC sê van hulself dis nie grondwetlik nie en hulle weet hulle gaan pak saak kry. Baie dankie voorsitter.
Dank
voor
alle But I must not say from the legal perspective, it is constitutional. But the point I'm saying, Section 4 was still being asked by one of the mothers, because there is a broader position on some of those issues. I will the other people feel as well, especially at higher levels in the constitution as well, in other political parties. That's why, if you heard me correctly, I said we won't go through the bill itself, but we leave Section 4. We are not going to adopt anything that will bind today. But unfortunately, we have to go through the bill, clause by clause, and we all be happy. I know last week we all said, yes, we are happy with everything, but I wanted to check it today if they are willing. But we leave Section 4 out. Because if, as a chair, I'm coming now with a very democratic process to say, let's go even broader to consult other people as well, to say, how can we make it so everyone to be happy, you know? And one of them I'll be speaking to today is also the speaker itself. So I do not want to speak up about Section 4. And as I said, it is honorable, as I will say, constitutional. But we all want our languages at equal level, you know. That's why I said when I was opening honorable, as I will say, our father people will say, when will my, which language will take priority over itself? It's not only Africa that is fighting, even, as I said to you, people are asking me now, if you say for two formats is advantage, which one will take precedence over another, you know? And those are some of the issues I thought I should raise. There was an honorable note. Okay. I'll note. Honorable Moss, honorable Mulder, honorable Shabalal, honorable Japane, honorable Jekaela, honorable Mushwana. Then I close this. Because I want people to comment on the issue that I've made, and Marcella, what I was speaking, anyway. How many interpreters do we have, eh? Don't give me. See so much. Shivenda? Okay. Well, you think that maybe I don't...
Do we have some audio funds for us, please?
No, you don't have. Okay, I can give them your turn. Oh, yeah. Which member doesn't have that? One of the members? All members? One of the most? Within your own language?
94 het die
wil voorts vir u sê baie dankie vir die gesindheid wat u openbaar vanoggend deur dat u akkommoderend optree en sê dat spesifiek wat plesier vier betref die saak nie op die spits gedryf moet word nie, maar dat daar verder konsultasie moet wees. Ek kan u verseker dat daar niks feller is as 'n taalstryd nie. Wanneer tale in stryd gaan teen mekaar, raak dit lelik. En ek dink ons het almal verantwoordelikheid in Suid-Afrika om dit te voorkom. Die agbare Linda Maas verwys na haar betrokkenheid en haar ervaring en haar hele omgang met Afrikaans met 'n groot waardering daarvoor. En so baie mense in Suid-Afrika het daardie ervaring van Afrikaans, maar daar is 'n groot verskil. Daar is 'n reuse verskil. As ons dit hierdie komitee nodig vind vandag as parlementslede om op hierdie vlak vertaling beskikbaar te maak dat ons mekaar mooi verstaan, kan ons vir een oomblik dink dat daar 'n enorme behoefte by die publiek, by die burgers van die land is om verstaan te word wanneer hulle in die toekoms met die regering van die land in kontak gaan wees. En ons het eintlik 'n keuse toe ons in 1996 by die grondwet proses aanvaar met inklusief op artikel 6 van die grondwet dat Suid-Afrika 11 amptelike tale het. Van daardie oomblik af is ons gekonfronteer met die werklikheid dat ons aan al 11 amptelike tale gelyke status wil moet gee. En natuurlik is dit 'n baie duur oefening. Natuurlik kos dit baie geld. Maar dit is die werklikheid. Want wat u vandag sê is absoluut korrek. Dit gaan nie oor Afrikaans nie. Dit gaan ook oor ander inheemse tale wat ook voel dat hulle afgeskeep gaan word. En in terme van die bewoording van die bepaling nou, wat sê dat twee tale moet inheems voorheen benadeelde tale wees, korrek, gaan dit onmiddellike geveg afgee, laat Afrikaans dan nou buite rekening, watter twee tale dit kan wees telkens, die eerste plek. En die tweede plek, is dit eenvoudig die praktyk, dat tot voor vandag waar ons hierdie vertalings gerief gehad het, kommunikeer ons met mekaar in Engels, alhoewel dit waarskynlik die oorgrote meerderheid van ons moedertaal nie is nie. Want Engels het die status ingeneem dat hy die taal van kommunikasie word. En ons kan nou 1000 keer vir mekaar hier sê, dit beteken nie dat Afrikaans benadeel gaan word nie. Maar die praktyk sê ek hier, as ek sien dat deurgaans hy nou is, gaan Afrikaans benadeel word, want die effek gaan dood eenvoudig wees dat twee voeding en heemse tale gebruik moet word volgens die wet, en dat die praktiese doeleindes die algemene taal van kommunikasie elders Engels sal wees. Nou, ons kan vir mekaar vandag oor en weer sê dat dit is grondwetlik of dit is nie grondwetlik nie. U sê dat u dink dit is grondwetlik, ek sê dat ek dink dit is ongrondwetlik. Maar dit is hoekom daar 'n regsproses is en dit is hoekom daar 'n grondwet hof en ander regsprosedures is wat in die finale instansie sal moet besluit of wat hier aanvaar word of nie aanvaar word nie grondwetlik is of nie. So al wat ek wil sê is dankie vir die geleentheid dat ons ons eie taal kan praat, waardeer dit en geld vir elke lid van hierdie komitee om ons eie taal kan praat. Word altyd oorals so te wees. Terwyl ek dankie sê vir die benadering om te sê konstruktief, moenie dink vandag gespits dryf nie en gee geleentheid vir verdere konsultasie en ek begraag wou sien dat die minister self, wat die verantwoordelikheid einde van die dag gaan hê, self hierby betrokke raak. Ons moet in alle koste 'n taalstryd vermy. So ernstig soos ek oor Afrikaans voel, weet ek dat daar ander mense in Suid-Afrika is wat net so sterk oor hulle taal voel. Laaste punt, as ons praat oor onregte van die verlede wat in Afrikaans gepleeg is op die naam van Afrikaans, as die tyd is ek vir die lys bring van die onregte in die verlede wat gepleeg is in die naam van Engels in hierdie land. Maar dit is precies die punt, as ons gaan op 'n taalkonfrontasie gaan ons nêrens bring. Ek dink ons moet verantwoordelik wees, die Kuns en Kultuurkomitee het juist daardie verantwoordelikheid om 'n bres te slaan vir nasiebou en versoening, dat ons mekaar se tale respekteer, mekaar se tale erken en daarvoor om die wetgewing voorsiening maak. Tans moet ons te veel doen. Baie
before now, I'm proud of the comment after each member. Thank you, Honorable Member Miller, from Point Church. You know, I just want to show you some of what we Africans are also feeling. You can see that the interpretation here is, which interpretation is this? Sotho, Venda, Satswana, Ndebele, Setswana, Ndebele, Tshivenda. Okay. I just wanted to make an particularly in Bethesda, but fortunately, due to God, is here. In everything, in all languages, we still have the same struggle on our members. Especially languages from the Bobo. They're usually marginalized more than any other languages in our African language. It's a reality that we're also facing. Honorable Fandebert, Honorable, another I'm targeting you both to speak Africans and all that. This is the same attitude we are also trying to change, even in our own African perspective. You see, I want us to move from that. That's why I'm saying let's leave the section behind. But I will not leave Honorable Mandela until we are done with this, because I'll tell you when we can go, then I'll read you. Honorable Shabalala, I'm sure you don't have an interpreter or but you're married to the person now.
I don't think I've got the image to speak my language. I have image to speak English now. It's unfortunate that, you know, the ANC comes from 1994, the democratically elected government declared that Africans as a medium form of instruction that happened previously is not going to be the case. Therefore, the English is going to be communicating language. We proceed from that era, and we proceed in the norm that Africans and English have always been the form of national government terms of communication. And my understanding is that we are dealing with this bill in the form of communication. We are saying this bill must therefore be able to enhance communication with public, official notices, government publication, inter alia, intergovernmental communication. And on that understanding, you take, for instance, a national department like your Department of Home Affairs, that even in judiciary, they will communicate in Africa from English. That's always been the norm. So, from that background, we are faced with a situation that, at a particular point, you must also deal with the occasional obligation that you need to make sure that you're able to enhance the issues of 11 official languages in South Africa. You are confronted with the issue to say, in doing that, it becomes an unwanted task, that you might not have the resources particularly. We are speaking on budget as is. You don't have the money. That's the reality of the situation. So you are speaking with government that does not have capacity as far as implementing that constitutional obligation. So you find a way to say that from where you're sitting, therefore you need to promote and get to a point where at least you are trying to arrive and address the situation. So in trying to do so, you are now saying that the department is coming with an issue to say, therefore we might have to look into, and this is the provision. Constitutional Council speaks about two languages. And we are saying that no, because there's a practicality matter, therefore you might have to bring the third language. So in trying to do so, Chairperson, where we are sitting now in this committee, I find it very strange that really, you are faced with a situation where you've got the obligation to take a decision and decide on matters, how they are able to be processed. That is something else. Your issue here is the legality, or rather the constitutional obligation, and you're saying that is correct in terms of procedure. And for one sitting, I don't want to be emotional about the issue and start to speak from emotionally and so forth and so on. We must not be practical about the issue, but also speak about the issue of the constitutional obligation as far as our mandate is concerned. We've done a process last week, and we've attended to it, and it's constitutional. We voted around the matter, and that is how it is. So when we start, we're going to start to be manipulative and speak about this one's policy and this one can work, I think that we're missing the point. The point that I got, I came with an attitude that was positive. And as is, we keep on relating as far as the issue to say, therefore this issue and this matter of promoting indigenous languages, on its own, it imposes a challenge on government, on its own. You can even imagine the department, what is that they want to do to start to give it choose in terms of the language itself. There's going to be attacks from left and right. But it cannot be that when we speak, it's only about Africa. And we are taking back this issue on the basis that we feel that we are dealing with Africans. It can't be correct. On the basis that, as we sit here, we are talking about indigenous languages and saying it's going to be a problem. Are you taking this Zulu, are you taking this food to Chisoma, whatever the situation? But we are saying we are not speaking about that. To me, if I were to also be personal about the matter, okay, the matter said when we speak about this three languages, we might also say that if we are saying cross-border, we are speaking about the historic languages that are indigenous languages of historically diminished use and status. Why don't you give it these indigenous languages? In fact, these historically languages, they were diminished. Take it for African languages, the three of them. And leave Africans and English. And will that be correct if we were to talk about it? Because we're speaking about a government that must be effective, a government must be able to communicate with its own residents. But we cannot be complacent and speak about another grouping over the other in society. And when and people start to speak about this nation building, they must be very honest when they speak about nation building. Nation building must be about cohesiveness, must be about meeting each other halfway. You can't be playing political issues on the issue of such a matter and say that, no, it's very personal, it's very emotional, we must be very careful. Government, if you go to the government that keeps on being very careful, every time it has to implement its own policies or every time it has to implement its obligations, the problem. What kind of a government that will fail to communicate its decision to its own people? We are tasked with the responsibility to make sure that government is effective. Government is able to move towards a certain direction. But if government is not bold enough to take decisions on behalf of its own citizens, despite the issue of consultation, I can hear consultation. I even wonder what is this consultation that we are talking about. If we are a committee, we take our own responsibility and our mandate. Now we are consulting. I don't understand why are we consulting. Because we sit here as multi-party organizations. And if we have done personal matter, so I don't understand this consultation we are talking about. Even consultation on which matter, on what is it? Your responsibility to ensure that you deal with previously diminished use and languages and promote them. So what are you consulting about this promotion of these other languages that we are talking about? Hence, I think that really this how this argument and this debate is taken to is not taking this community forward. In fact, it's just dealing with the issues of manipulation, the emotion, and so forth and so on. Let's deal with technical matters here and bring technicalities on the issue. Maybe we might be able to deal with the matter. Because if we decide as politicians, if politicians hear about policies and so forth and so on, and the party that I represent, it speaks about a non-racial, non-sexist, democratic South Africa. And that's what we say.
So you're going back to the view that you raised.
I'm going back to it.
And unfortunately, because that session four, I said four, at least if this bill can say at least 400 seats, I don't think that is too much if you get enough of liberties in this country. If we can, if this bill can say at least 400 seats, it can at least alleviate the problems we seem to be facing now. That is my submission, Honorable Bishop.
So you are also against the two permanent workers.
I am. If really, if we say 3 languages, two of which must be in these languages of the tourist diminished youth and teachers, really that excludes. Whether we are searching or not searching, it excludes Africans, because if you go and define these indigenous languages, it doesn't form part of that.
Okay.
And then, as I expressed in our previous deliberation, whether we like it or we don't like it, English is there. As of now, there is no department or entity in this country that can say we're not going to use English. So if you say now, three languages, two of which must be, automatically English and other languages. That is exclusive.
So what about the other African languages?
That is why I am saying if this bill can say at least 4 languages, that could cover that.
So you are saying then my cousins are English and African, so what are you
saying? No, I am not saying that. But I am not saying that. I said it previously. When we are addressing the wrong of the past, we also create other problems.
Okay.
That is what I'm saying.
Okay.
If we say four, if we say at least there must be 4 languages, not 3, and I don't think really 4 languages is too much.
Okay. You think, thanks for not that. So I think before we continue, Honorable Mandel, just to add, because you are not there in the public hearing, anyway, all the Honorable members will be there. Most of the issue, if not 95% of the people in the public hearing, not only African speaking people, even Thomas speaking people, who would have done it sooner than today, whatever they understand, they are usually the regular there. Whatever the gentleman from the Western Cape is usually, oh, hi, you didn't greet me today. What are the issues that Honorable Mother and Honorable Mother raised? Most of them, we're saying it's time our own people now, not on our own, doesn't get away with English. You see, in newspapers, I'm not saying that we must get rid of English, but they were saying, why can't we have our own languages except English? Not to say that we're suiting the English community in South Africa. If you remember on our members in the public hearing, the issue most of the people were saying, we are the ones who are creating this problem because we say it's English. I remember, they even said in Japan, they speak Japanese, whether the English are the most businessmen, it doesn't think they don't care. If there's one Japanese, only Japanese will be spoken. I'm just trying to bring that the people who were there, the people who were raising the issues, when we were very clear that this time to get rid of English, but promote, not that they get rid of and it's destroyed, but to promote more other languages. Yes, because it's like one of the less spoken, languages in South Africa. I am just bringing that point as well, on that respect. Honorable Shwana?
That's three languages. We agreed on that we will unless these people are putting words in our mouth, we need to do it. Like we didn't say, we didn't speak Arabic. There's a language that's like 18. That is this language. I don't see why, actually, to me, it's like there's no need to debate something that was not put on the table. Nobody said that this particular language that they're so worried about is no longer what they're saying. And three will depend on those who will be there. Three of any level, we will be taking at any of the three. As South African to agree that it's going to be fine. Unless it's a misunderstood something. So it's like there are people who want to say, like we did say that a particular language cannot be given a sense. I don't remember us saying that. Now the question is why do we give something that's not there?
I thank you. It was on our request that I'm in court. What else was that? The second cover?
The court is far.
The second cover? Would you call the second cover?
What we are doing, we are now wasting time and tearing expenditure. I want to repeat that we have passed this portion of work and there are many other issues that we are faced with. When I am coming back to this fact, it reminds me of the time I was working at Pelandaba in Pretoria. Various ways of languages being used as I am one of those who have not gone to school. We were compelled that you had to use an official language you should have been in a position to say as put I want work. When I was saying there I want work,
what from law is supervisor when you are in Luna?
The one who was our leader or supervisor then said, I was confused. It had turned out that I'm now becoming clever by speaking. When I was speaking in that language. I recall in 1975 how Afrikaans was treated themselves here in South Africa. I will not move back to that, but now we are digging up problems, matters that have already been left
behind. Its generation ka 1976,
even now, if the generation of 1976 was fighting about lectures or being taught in African, and we find ourselves in parliament being discussing their training. I see this as a way of moving backwards the whole process that has so far been done.
Oh,
my neighbors, friends, and others with whom I speak on daily occasion, Afrikaans, they have nothing to do. They are not involved in this whole issue.
Nangona ke sithi Afrikaans njengoko ngaphambili babecinezelwe nyhani.
Although they are speaking Afrikaans, prior they were greatly oppressed.
Ngoku lo mba weAfrikaans engamba uthi uzise iunity kodwa uzosiphinda usahlulahlule ngoku endaweni yeunity.
Now this issue about Afrikaans rather than bringing unity to us, it is dividing ourselves again.
Uthetha uba kulo rhulumente welixesha lanamhlanje ngaba ibhadle nyhani into yoba ndizawumbamba lepalamente into ransom into yokuba makuthethe isiXhosa madoda kuyeko wonke labanini.
Of importance that I will have parliament at ransom at this period of development and then we should speak is it called.
Ayikho nyhani le siyenzayo ngoku yokupinpointa iAfrikaans as if ngumba wanamhlanje yona ndingekhoyo ke le ngoku.
What I want to say, what you are busy with today is really of no importance that we have been pointing Afrikaans as if
it's a deal.
Besides the Afrikaans that we are busy speaking about now, the next to follow will be that we should address or speak in
this. There was some who were chaperoning Lomba, who was a fool, a democratic, and don't go. I see your
name
in the West.
Even if it is said this matter is opening the doors of democracy, that is not so. This is creating a West situation. At the time when I was not allowed to speak my own language, I could not even raise the issues that I tried
to raise.
What was done by our children and ourselves is to fill up the streets and shout.
Noko ke leyo yendolo okokuba abo baqonda uba bayacinezeleka iAfrikaans xa bengaphinda nabo benze loo nto baye baphandle bayondolo mhlawumbi ndingabajoyina.
Even those who would feel being oppressed by the Afrikaans who go into the streets and shout there, possibly I would also join them and be a member.
Mhlawumbi norhulumente uyawuva bhetele.
Possibly this government would only then listen clearly.
Kodwa masingabantu angolwimi olunye shaphasile ngoku.
Let's just have to let us not be controlled and one language is precious to all of us. That is all that I wish to say.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I can see that you are really a Democrat because I didn't have my hand up.
I want
to please say something. I want to be near. Come up, brother, because yeah, by Dante. We are part of the 34th up now. By Dante. For the tip, yeah. It marks himself a star in which he is up. But almost wants to be here. Funny, Utimusia. Aspek noem wat nog nie by hierdie debat betrek is nie. En dit is die feit dat ons het in ons land 10 inheemse amptelike tale. En een van daardie inheemse amptelike tale wat Afrikaans is, het hierdie jare ontwikkel tot 'n regstaal, tot 'n mediese taal, tot 'n akademiese taal ensovoorts ensovoorts. En ons sou graag wou sien dat al ander 9 inheemse tale daardie selfde geleentheid kry. En nou in hierdie hele debat gaan dit oor Afrikaans sal nie benadeel word ensovoorts ensovoorts. Nou dit iets is 'n debatable point. Afrikaans as 'n taal met die status van 'n regstaal ensovoorts gaan bepaal benadeel word as daar in amptelike dokumente van die regering byvoorbeeld tussen Afrikaans en Engels gekies moet word en Engels word gekies. miskien dink ek moet ons net dit ook in ag neem. Ons sou graag al ander 9 inheemse tale ook wou sien dat hulle ontwikkel tot 'n taal wat in die reg ensovoorts gebruik word. Maar kom ons beskerm die een inheemse taal wat reeds tot daar ontwikkel het. Kom ons beskerm dit.
Ajuntament ha millor de telèfon amb tot que quan ens ho com tot.
Thank you, Chair. As I listen to this debate, I think we're going backwards and forwards because I think in our last meeting we had agreed on something else that they were going to go forward. I want to believe that if the previously disadvantaged groups, my Tonga peoples, vendors, were sitting in this the conference room, will also argue the same, that why only Indian Africans will be prioritized and you call the 9 other languages as previous. Of course, they're previously disadvantaged, but I think according to this constitution, we speak of 11 official languages. You know, in Mozambique, when the Portuguese were still, you know, in power, I got relatives in Mozambique. They could not even speak my language. They could only communicate in Portuguese because they were under that control. But some 5 years back, even at school, they were not even teaching them Xitsonga or Xirhonga, but they started that. I want to believe that any transformation is not an event, but it's a process. If one is saying we need to, I remember we started by 2, we said no, 2 it means and 2 other it, and then we come to 3. But when you read this amendment, it says at least to me it's open. If one to restrict that, no, it must be 4, I'm going to change and say that if it's 4, it means also the indigenous languages should increase. Why increase these ones and not increase only to remain with the 2 previously disadvantaged languages? My way of thinking is that the ethnic covers everything. And if it covers that, it could be English, Afrikaans, why should all of it be English all the time? Like I'm saying, Mozambique was Portuguese. We can take this country to say 11 languages are official languages. Not do so. The ethnic that would give us, you know, room to say, is it English, Afrikaans, Tsonga, my language, you know, is very much, you know, many times you don't find it in the official languages. My proposal is that let's go forward and go along with what is written here, the 3 official languages. If we have to amend that, we also have to amend that. Not 2, at least 3 or 4 indigenous languages. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think I'm going to close this. I was asked to move this deliberate. You know why? We have taken an argument, I agree, last week. I was doing this deliberately so that people can express how they feel. We have taken the decision. But now, I was called by the office of the speaker to just wait. They are saying they are two legal opinions. Because the issue that I was raising as a chairperson is this constitutional or is not constitutional? You know, it is constitutional according to the legal, but apparently there is some wrong thing that has been said about this committee. Or to whom, that's what I'm going to get today. Who is causing problems? And who must, someone must tell me about that. I want that image from the African Fund that says, this is what we are proposed. We as members of the ANC must be problematic. That's why I don't think today we'll discuss this issue. This is one of the issues that are happening. I'm going to see the office of the speaker today to raise this issue. Because whoever is bringing problems, this is going to members of the ANC, what's the African Spirit King, who are an African, to say that I'm the one proposed to. The members don't understand. I don't know who it is. I just want to find the truth. I am very angry with him. No, I'm not stupid. I don't have a member of the ANC. Well, I understand you took the decision, but this is constitutional. I just want to raise something here very quickly. I understand why we are all fighting, because we are taking the decision. Yes, I agree. My issue is that to protect this committee, to protect this parliament, I want to check what we did last week. Is constitutional or not constitutional? If it was not constitutional, then we'll talk to review it. But if it's a constitutional was always on. You see, when I'm older, I would have loved you to sit in the committee. You know why? Because not only about the issue of language as well. I'm not saying I'm attacking you personally, but I know you are very passionate about African students. Because even we are still going to have issues of geographical names. I'm not just raising this. It's not part of this. Every time when an African name, a name has to be changed, we must go to the court of law. I said we are not transforming the country. Every time we must change this, there's a proposal now. I know people have been raising this now, and I know it will make people angry. It's still time to the committee. There's a lot of proposals to say that. Why are we not removing the statue there? Because it doesn't represent a democratic South Africa. Why don't we change it to the Africa, what is Apartheid Museum, and put Nelson Mandela there? Because that's the first democratic president. We're supposed to go to court for that. If I said that, if a proposal that has been coming from me. One thing I want to raise here is this committee. We will never be against Africans on our children. When I was at school, I talked to that chick. I did Africans in school. I don't speak it on paper because I was forced to do it. I was doing Western Africans. Those are the subjects, my main subjects. I don't speak African people because I spoke it when I was forced to speak it. We will never hate Africans. You see, we can't be held ransom by people who don't want to transform. At the end of the day, we have the right to also, at the end of the day, we are monitoring. We have the right to say to National Heritage Council, why is it that you are only producing documents in English? Why are you not are you not doing producing also in African world? African people don't know what NAC. Also, there was a question that I asked last to say that if you say at least three, I am going to be offended if there is no English or no African, only African language. I asked that question. Are people going to be offended if there's no English, there's no Africans? And then we say, Kosa, this is Zulu, and this is one. I thought I should raise this issue. At the end of the day, people must understand that what we are raising this is because we are transforming, we're still transforming the country. And that's the reality of it. And that's why, honorable members, I'm saying, we will leave the case for so that they can check with the office of the speaker. And I should check also this culprit. And a lot of complaints, I'm not sure the DTO is not here. He's wanting to raise something about our staff members. I don't know what is this. You know, I'm very sorry to this. I'm very... you say this ANC government would all of us go. If it was so cruel, our languages are still disadvantaged. My PCO is in charge of this. Currently, I have an issue. In a squash being at the world school, or what you call them, they are introducing an English grade, what English media. But the parents who are African saying they don't have English in their school because they blessed this country to come to your school. This is what is happening in this country. And that's not really going to matter. University here, there's no other university here or Zulu University. Is that the media of Africa or English? Indeed. When I went to tertiary, I had to study everything in African because the letter, it was a true medium. I had to listen to Africans. You know, I'm not attacking Africans. I will never attack Africans. And that's the reality of the matter. You know, and I think that's why I'm angry, even to the journalists as well. Especially the Berke, I thought that in honor of the most. If we would say we get rid of Africans, then we can be taken to constitutional court. Because now we'll be fighting the constitution. I don't know what. You know, sometimes the media must not be here in this country to destroy. It has also built the country. I said it last week on our final, but you remember, you and I agreed to say that if you destroy a nation, you destroy a language. But about most of them gave me 98% or 98 out of 100 when we raised the issue of language debate. Because I was even saying to him, one of the issues I'm also worried about his language, because Africans speak now, this younger generation, they are basically doing English, destroying their own language. You were there when I was there. I was talking about all level of your languages. So I think also the message that must be sent to the public must not be a wrong message. you know, if this is, we are trying to unify, that's why I'm saying we're not going to discuss for today, so that I can take it up to the speaker, to the legal aspect, because it seems people are emotional about this issue, and I am not very emotional, and they're not bringing towards nation building, because we are also developing, yeah, which is, you know, how much else, so we will leave for, we'll just continue with the the other instructions. There are two persons in front of us, then we'll just leave four, so that I can go and consult, and then I will come back. That's why I said earlier, well, we are not going to adopt anything in the AU. We are just going to agree on the changes, and then I will have to go and clear our names with the portfolio committee here, because I think there are several challenges here as well. Oh, you want me to now? I hope I did. You will say something if you don't want to respond. And one thing I want to raise also here. I've been saying this many times. Honorable members, even the ones who have left, Honorable Lopez and Honorable Duncan, is to when I raised, where is Mr. Joven? Didn't I say to you, I wrote to monitor that English is also equally used as Afrikaans in those entities or the state as well. Is it not one of the issues that I raised? Who are they from the department? Languages. Can I show better? You choose. Doris, didn't I say that? No, I did. Because I said, I know the mentalities of South Africa. If they are going to communicate, obviously English comes first. But those are one of the issues that I assure the African community. This is one of the issues. Okay. Do we have all the documents?
I'll be very brief. No, I just want to make absolute clarity. There's no point that Afrikaans is trying to keep anybody ransom. That's not the point. Absolutely not the point. I will not be part of such a thing. With regard to last week, and some of the ANC colleagues referred to that, it's not correct to say we have an agreement. If we have an agreement, it's not a thing necessary to vote. We have to vote. And if you look at the vote, how the vote went, it's clear that the ANC had a point of view and the other party had a different point of view. It was not an agreement, it was a majority decision taken, and that's in terms of the rules, that may be so. So if there's a way out, in terms of constitutionality, if we can succeed in enhancing and moving towards more languages rather than to less languages, it will be constitutional, I believe. If we do the opposite, we run the risk of moving into the area of unconstitutionality. ANC colleagues say that Afrikaans English is being used in general in all departments, that's the current position. If that's the case, then we could have a completely different clause by saying departments, civil policy force form, should continue doing what they are doing. And then we can add, but at least three or four previously disadvantaged indigenous languages should also be used. Then we are making it much broader. I can assure you.
Thank you, Honorable Mother, as I say, I'm closing this issue, but from the understanding legally, from the legal issues people, that's why we have Office OAIC. Where are they?
They were
looking
in the papers.
I went to, because they are from the Office of the Speaker, to say, to check whether this is constitutional or not constitutional. Our lawyers said, yeah, I think state law by the is constitutional. They are saying it's constitutional. I'm not sure about that. That's what we are going to discuss today. But can I close on this matter so that you can start presenting all the changes? Aries and the original version of the bill. And I would request members of the media to please, if they want clarity, they must come to us. If Honorable Ramdaman, just 5 minutes with you here, please. There's something that I want from you personally that you can answer this concern. Can I? want clarity, please come to me. Don't go and write about something that are wrong or about this committee or about the ANC. Please come to us or any members here who speak for the TA or the Bell. And for the ANC, I agree. Madam Jetala, even Dati, Honorable Sweli, UGM, Honorable Davan, is anybody? Honorable Melville, who speaks for the FSU?
I say a few words, but we can't speak for themselves.
I'm saying in terms of committee. It's you. Please, I really think, let's not send a wrong message to the media. Thanks a lot.